Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, a shout out for our friends and holders at First Rate Ag, full service ag retailer, offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 25 years in business. Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327 to ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket. How was the conference call?
Bill? Was great yesterday. I kind of jumped ahead a little bit when I talked about the coddling of the corn now and what's going on.
What does that mean exactly?
They're just looking after it. They're just being ready. They're you know, things are pollinating. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what's going down
you're
right now.
Sort of the resident expert.
Yes, they've done it. And also, you're going to be able to identify these guys everywhere because they're going to have that bumper sticker on. It's going to be on their sprayers. It's going to be on their trucks.
LB.
Everything at that. LB. Loyal.
Breaker.
Breakers.
With the stool.
With the stool.
With the stool, yeah.
Duke says instead of this, you should do the three. Down low. The three-legged stool. Duke texts me on
oh,
that.
Oh, the three. Okay.
Yeah, give him the three. Right? Yeah, give him the three down low.
I can just do that.
I can do whatever you want, yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
But thank you to those guys out there at Holders on getting that done for us.
How about people in Pender? People in Pender, a common trait seems to be ideas.
Very thoughtful.
And smart people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very
and
thoughtful.
Willing to,
they're creators.
Willing to forward their ideas.
Yes.
Pender.
Yes. Pender.
Hmm. It's Bolt like that?
BLT. Yes.
BLT.
BLT. So bacon, what a lettuce, and tomato.
And
thank
some
you.
Mayo.
Yes. Thank you for that,
thank
Steve.
You, Sip, that
you
was
nailed that one.
Very
yes.
Okay, I get it.
Insightful there.
I guess. Thanks, Jake.
It was insightful.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding us the ingredients of a BLT. It's time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Welcome.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, what's on deck for a Friday today?
Well, it's a version of I wish I was there,
okay.
Wish you were there, wish everyone was there. Yeah. It's a little bit of a different thing here. The fun it would be to be in college football coaches ultimate thread mania. Thread mania.
What's that?
The most talked about is the ex-assistants to Saban. So there's a group thread that they talk about. So listen to the people that are on
there's
this.
There's a group text thread.
Text thread.
Oh boy.
Kiffin, Sark, Jimbo, Kirby, Butch Jones, Loxley, Napier.
They're all on this.
They're all. They have a group text. They all get together. So they're all ex-Saban assistants.
Wow. Napier. I forgot that Napier.
Napier was with him before he went to Louisiana. Was with him. Was with him.
Billy Napier.
Was so that to be on that thread would just be incredible. And it came up because they asked Sark about it at the big SEC media days, and he said that several times he's had to mute it because Lane just goes off, and it's just there's so many texts and it's so hilarious that he has to mute it because there's so many things going back and forth. Can you imagine the conversations of what is when you lived in that office and the stuff that was going on and how intense it was to work there? And so all of a sudden, imagine that thread of coaches that are getting together. They're all in a thread talking, fascinating, talking about
really
things that were funny, things that were hard, what's going on, and especially when they're playing him. So I was going to imagine, for a while there, no one could beat him. Saban was like 20-something to know against
this is
assistants.
A text thread, and say the names again.
Was that Thread Mania? Kiffin, Sark,
wow.
Jimbo, Kirby,
Jimbo,
Butch Jones, Locksley, Napier. And there's probably more. There's
See, Saban, Jimbo had that little spat, but they're obviously still tight.
Oh, absolutely.
Cordial. They had that little spat.
Yeah. They're cordial.
Yeah. Wow, Jimbo's on there. Sweet.
I mean, there's some great names. I couldn't imagine what it'd be like to be in that thread when something pops up and how funny it would be. There had to be a ton of them because they're all talking about what it was like because Saban took the role of media for the SEC Media Days, and he was asking questions to him. And Kirby described it as if Darth Vader was asking him questions. That's how he described it. And so can you imagine the conversation?
Kirby, those guys are funny.
Yeah. Can you imagine there has to be some of the most hilarious texts.
It's like Darth Vader. Asking you. That's awesome.
Could you imagine what they would...
Thank you for that.
They would have... It'd be ridiculous to be on that thread.
It'd be interesting and funny.
And I'm sure there's more assistants on it, too, that maybe aren't current head coaches or were current head coaches. There's some assistants also involved in that, because there's stuff that comes up that I'm sure that he had certain buzzwords that he said in meetings or things that were non-negotiables and how hard it was. Because Sark talked about it was just... That is just, he goes, it was so demanding, but it was so great because Saban also, he was there's some coaches that are extremely demanding, but they're not demanding of themselves. And so, Saban was. It was like whatever was going to get done, he was doing just as much, if not more.
Aren't you glad that Saban's still involved?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's not going away. Yeah. You know, he's not going to just drop off.
He's asking questions at media day.
Sark said that. They talked on the phone. He was interviewing all these guys for SEC Media Days before. And he started asking, Saban started asking Sarkisian about, to tell me about your team. So he started telling about that. He said it flipped halfway through and Nick started telling them about their team. Because he started telling them, I've watched your team. Here's exactly what you got. And he has
that's awesome.
He has that when he's on the set with those guys, who's ever going to listen to this? Think he's going to go in like, Saban.
No.
It's going to be right away. Whatever he says, he's going to listen. Yeah. And now it says that there's humor.
Uh-huh.
He's
pleasant.
Yeah, he's very pleasant.
Saban's pleasant, he's good to listen to.
He's incredible to
listen
to.
He's not a clown at all.
No.
But he has a kind of a dry sense of humor.
But they talked about that he was like in the green room drinking coffee, going over his notes.
Wow.
Imagine rolling in there. You're like I said.
That would be pretty bizarre.
Yeah. Imagine all of a sudden like you guys next week, all of a sudden you're doing the Big Ten Media Days and Saban's there.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No, that's interesting.
So I thought it'd be really cool to be on that thread, Thread Mania. To be what it'd be like to be added into that and just to see, because there has to be some of the funniest stuff said. And you wouldn't really get, if you were just randomly in there, so all of a sudden if you were in there, you'd be like, okay, this I think's pretty good. But if you don't know the inside of what's being said and what's going on.
Question, would Saban be at Big Ten Media Days at all?
No.
I'm sure not.
Because he's just strictly SEC or he's college football.
No. Okay, all right, maybe he will be. But
college football.
Well, he's college game day. He's going to be in college game
day. Right. I think it's possible he would be there.
I think there's probably a good chance he would be there.
I think
you're rolling in Ohio State, the number one team in the country.
Right.
You got Oregon in there. You got teams in there. So it's not going to, he's going to want to know. And,
if Saban's there,
you got to get him on air.
Get him to sit down at our table.
Get him to sit down.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be something? But just an interview with him. Like a print interview too would be great. I think he'd be in such demand though.
He would
almost have to have his own press conference.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I believe he did at the SEC. I think he had his own press conference.
He's a media guy that has to have his own press conference. Which is interesting.
Very interesting.
That's some power right there.
That's
Nick thread Saber. Mania.
That's good.
Wish I was there.
The one thing I saw was Sarkisian publicly thanked him, and it was beautiful. He obviously has privately thanked Saban for helping his career. Maybe save his career in some ways.
Yeah, he came in after he got fired at USC.
Yeah. He's probably privately thanked him, but he wanted to publicly thank him, and it was really nice.
Yeah.
It was the respect that Saban gets is deserved, and but it's nice to hear, you know. God.
Thread Mania.
That's a good one. Thread Mania.
Ron on the text line says, talking about the SEC is like talking about Creighton to me with the
God's sake.
Come on, Ron.
Why is it's that? SEC Why would you week. Say that? Why would you say that?
Ron said it.
Yeah. Plus, it was SEC week. The Big Ten they weren't even up.
Next Come on,
week,
Ron.
Why is it like talking about Creighton?
I don't know.
Is the ACC simultaneous with the Big Ten?
They should be. I don't. It's not. It is. Probably not 3 days. It is. Is it 3 days or
I think the ACC is 3 or 4 days. Mm. I'm not sure, but it is.
They don't need 4 days in the ACC.
Interested in Ron's comment. Are people around here turned off by SEC talk? I love the SEC. No,
we're not talking Iowa,
especially this time of year where it's they have their own week, mm-hmm. and that's why the Big 12 went so early right after the 4th of July. They're going like, we do not want anything to do with the SEC or the Big 2. We can't compete with that, right. Especially the SEC. They went four days.
I mean, I don't mind saying that I'm envious of the SEC and that they're power. They're powerful, and then they're what a conference I think should be, which is in one area.
Regional
in nature. Yeah. I have some envy. The best thing about them is that Bill recognizes the line play. That's where the defensive linemen are. Watch the games. You don't have to be Nick Saban. You can see it. They got dudes down there. Those are the linemen. Those were the linemen.
Absolutely.
All right. That's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Mid Plains.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You've already clinched a winning week, 3-1. So today, there's a movie out in theaters people are excited about called Twisters. It's the remake of the 90s movie Twister.
Okay.
So on that note, we're doing some weather movies today.
Okay. Don't cut yourself out, Bill.
Movies today.
And it's potential 4-0, potential 0-4. High ceiling, low floor.
If you think you know your weather movies, call us right now, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. A winning week is clinched. We're going for gravy. How do you feel today about
don't know. I guess
weather
it,
movies.
It could be that there's a, like I said, real high and low on here.
We're
could
going hit. For what?
Gravy.
Smothered gravy.
Smothered gravy.
Look at that record.
The record on the grease board says 106-84. The reset is coming in just under 2 weeks at this point.
Here we go.
How about that? All right, we got Jesse. Jesse, how do you feel about weather movies today?
Yep. We'll see what happens.
He says, right. Yep. He says, yep.
All right, here we go.
The answer there.
Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question as always. Jesse, first question. What actor was the leader of the Tornado Chasers in the 1996 movie Twister, the original one?
What's the actor?
Oh.
Got it. I got it.
Bill Pullman.
No, it's not Bill Pullman.
Wasn't there an actress also?
Well, sure, but I'm going for the actor. No, I said actor.
You missed it.
No, you're right. Not the correct answer.
I got it. I mean, I can't consult Bill.
Just fire it.
You don't have to take this.
I'm gonna pass. Tell me it's not Kevin Bacon.
No.
Okay.
Jesse was close. It was
Bacon.
He was not in Twister.
Was there a bad weather in Footloose?
Was he in a Twister movie?
No, Jesse guessed Bill Pullman. It was Bill Paxton.
Ooh,
different people. Different people. Well, wow, easy. There's kids listening here. Come on, Jesse. 0-0.
You know who his wife is?
Bill. Who?
Jesse's.
No.
Jesse's girl.
Oh, jeez.
That was questionable. Wow.
All right, Sip. First question, 0-0 tie. Bills in play. What 2000 movie features Mark Wahlberg, George Clooney, and John C. Reilly as fishermen who get caught in unusual weather pattern? Yes, Perfect Storm.
Brilliant.
Is correct. 1-0.
Okay, now we're in a shot. We got a shot now. 1-0.
Jesse, to tie it up, last question. What 2004 movie features Dennis Quaid, who must travel from Washington, D.C. to New York City to reach his son, trapped in the crosshairs of a sudden international storm which plunges the planet into a new ice age?
Day After Tomorrow?
Brilliant!
Day After Tomorrow.
Okay. That's a nice job by you, Jesse.
Correct.
Yeah, we have a horse race.
Yes.
Sip for the win. Bill cannot help you. You're on your own. The Shining takes place in a winter storm in Colorado where Jack Nicholson's character is driven back to drinking and he goes insane. What is his character name?
I don't have any clue. I should. Reginald.
It's not... It's not Reginald. Do you want that one, Jesse? Do you want to go with the tiebreaker?
Yeah, let's go to the tiebreaker.
Okay.
That would be Jack Torrance, the name of the character.
No chance. Here we go. It gets interesting.
Sip, this goes to you, and Jesse will go over under your number.
A little distracted.
What was the film length of The Day After Tomorrow? Hours and minutes.
The Day After Tomorrow is probably a longer one.
Hours and minutes.
Dude. Yeah, longer one. 2 hours, 23 minutes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Over, under 2 hours and 23 minutes, Jesse.
I'm going to go under.
Brilliant!
2 hours and 4 minutes.
Yeah,
the length of
not
that
a very
movie.
Good guess. Not
what,
a very good
guess. You're only like 20 minutes off. Huh? What's wrong with that? Jesse,
20 minutes
off. Thanks for calling in and calling on the road. Nice win today, Jesse.
Yep, I'm 3-0 against
Sip. Wait a second, what?
He's 3-0 against you, he said.
3-0.
Oh, boy. Nemesis.
A rare... Thanks, Jesse. A rare winner
Kevin
against
Bacon.
You.
Kevin Bacon.
Don't think he was in Twister, from what I recall.
He was never in, Kevin Bacon was never in a Twister movie.
Not that I know of. If he was, people can let us know in the text line. I don't know of a Twister movie that he was in.
I thought he was in at least one of those movies. Maybe not.
We'll see.
Oh, you say Bill Paxton?
Bill Paxton. So he guessed Bill Pullman. Bill Paxton was the correct answer.
Right. Don't know if I could recognize Bill Paxton. Pretty nondescript, right? Pretty nondescript.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Good way to describe him.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin Bacon, not nondescript.
No, he's not. The Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.